Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So what song you want played at your funeral?
I'd probably just do something mental like fucking AC/DC, Highway to Hell, or Back
shit.
In Black,
there
coming down
go.
The aisle. Trying, bam, 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 bam.
To me, I said I don't want them to play no music. Like, I don't want to hear shit. Y'all motherfuckers sit around and just think about me. How about that?
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, though? Coming to y'all live here in Austin, Texas at YMH Studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. I got the Booth Boys with me. How y'all fellas doing?
Great, Danny.
What's up, Danny?
Always good having you here.
Yeah, man. I'm glad to be here, man. Today we got a special episode, man. I got the boy Young Blood in the house, man. How you doing, man?
Hello, mate. How you doing, brother? All right.
I'm great, man. Where you at?
I'm in London, England.
Oh, one of my favorite places in the world, man. I love it out there.
Yeah, man. So do I. I love it here. You got to hit me up next time you're here, man. I'll take you for some fish and chips or something.
Hell yeah, man. I definitely need to get the official fish and chips. I feel like they be taking me to the tourist locations, man. I need the chips.
Oh, no, I'll take you to a proper one. We'll get a pint of lager and some fish and chips.
Yeah,
just
man.
Just for you.
I need the fish and chips. I need the chips in the newspaper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what a proper, man.
Yeah,
proper wrap-up.
The big chips.
Proper chips, man. Salt and vinegar and wrap-up newspaper.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know what it is, man.
Got ya.
So, Young Blood, man, you got the new single, man, with Lil Yachty, man. How'd that come about?
You know what, man? I love that song. I wrote it in New Orleans, probably about the start of last year. And it was a song I've had lying around, and I just knew it was special when it came out. It felt... I don't know, it felt very British, but then it felt very forward. And I've always loved Yachty. You know what I mean? Me and Yachty have been trying to do something together since 2019. I think we're quite similar in our like respective fields, like always trying to push the boundary of the genre. And I just hit him up when I was in St. Louis and I was like, yo, I know we've been trying to do something for a while. And I'd just seen it DM me in 2019. I'd not seen it. I was like, oh, fuck, bro, I'm late. I'm so fucking late. Hello, I want to do something together. And then he loved the record, jumped on it, and it sounded fucking great, man. I love it. And I think people were shocked. People were like, what the fuck? But they liked it when it came out, which was dope.
So New Orleans, man, how did that – what made you pick New Orleans as the spot, man?
Do you know what? I've never played in New Orleans, but I've always had a day off there every time I tour America. And I'm just into the voodoo, man. You know what I mean? I live all the witchcraft shit. You know what I mean? I'm into the voodoo vibes. And I just always loved it. And to be honest, I didn't want to make music in London and I didn't want to make music in LA because, I don't know, man, everyone listens to your fucking secrets when you make music in London or LA. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wanted to go somewhere that was a bit vibey. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just go record in New Orleans for a bit. And it was, honestly, it was probably one of the best times of my life. I love it down there. It's fucking wild, but I like it.
No, New Orleans is a very special place, man. It has some of the best food in America. I would definitely say that.
100%. It's flat out.
Like, if I lived there, I'd be fat. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, bro. Like, char-grilled oyster vibe.
Oh, hell yeah.
Crawfish, yeah, man, I was vibing hard.
Yeah, I actually spent some time in New Orleans, just like I every time I like feel like I need to get some inspiration, you know, and I just went down there and I just studied the whole jazz scene down there and just was hanging out.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
Crazy. Some of the best players I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But we were literally just like going out because I work at night, so I was like coming to the studio at like 8 p.m., going out, having a couple of lagers, and then like meeting musicians on the street, coming back to the studio and using the brass parts and like sampling stuff from players from the street and that. It was sick, man. Honestly, it was like probably one of the most crazy musical experiences that I've ever had. And it was cool, like, because everyone fucked with a British accent down there. You know? I mean, I was like, oh, yo, are you British? I'm like, yeah, I'm British. And then we just started vibing on that. Yeah, it was sick, man.
So did you, did you ever listen to like New Orleans hip hop and shit coming up?
To be honest, I know a lot of the jazz stuff, but I didn't know a lot of New Orleans hip hop. But my producer was a guy called Paul Meaney, and he was in a band called Mute Math, and he's from New Orleans. And he was playing me the craziest shit in the car. And I just fell in love with the place, man. To be honest, like, if I'm ever gonna live in America, I think I'll buy an house in New Orleans.
Oh yeah, it's definitely dope. It's definitely dope. It's a special place, man. It's one of the things, you know, living in this internet age, you know, everything is kind of becoming almost the same thing but New Orleans is one of those places that kept their culture. Like the way they
100%.
Talk, they whole vibe, like everything about them is just, you know, they just stick into their culture of what they do. Like even with like the second line stuff and just the way they dress, everything they didn't let the computer affect, you know what I'm saying? Affect their lifestyle.
I love it.
So yeah,
nah, man, got the history.
Yeah, man. All right, so I see you got Bloodfest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have.
How is that? You know, having your own festival, like, how was curating the lineup? Like,
I'm fucking, I ain't slept in like 4 weeks, so it's I'm like good. Stressed. Nah, but I love it. I think I just had this idea. I feel like I'm starting in the UK, but I want to take it worldwide eventually. Mm-hmm. I feel like over the past 5 years, I really like wanted to build a world with my fan base. You know what I mean? I felt really isolated when I was a kid. I'm from a part of England that's quite unforgiving and quite dark. And I just kind of built a world in my imagination. And then as this world started to kind of become real, I wanted to like manifest a physical place where we could go to where like, it's all about love. It's all about unity. It's all about kind of love of each other. And I want it to blur the lines of everything. I want it to blur the lines of genre of music. I want it to blur the lines of sexuality. I want it to blur the lines of race. I want everyone to come together and just have a good time, because I think the festival circuit, man, at the minute, it's become really fucking corporate. And a lot of people forget, you know what I mean? A lot of people forget it's about the people and about the experience and about the day. So I was just like, I want to keep my tickets cheap. I want to get artists that I think represent a new idea and a new generation and just create something that's like a unique experience that people can come to every year to be truly themselves. And be like, oh, I can't wait to go again next year. And I want to take it to America and I want to take it to Japan and I want to take it to Latin America and Australia. You know, I think I have a lot of, I really have a lot of respect for Ozzy Osbourne because he started his own festival. And I think I really relate to Ozzy Osbourne because he was quite an out, like he represented unorthodox people and crazy motherfucking people. And I think that's what I do too. So I was just like, you know what I mean? If you want to get fucking crazy and you want to be weird and you want to be just yourself, come to Bloodfest, it's going to be wild. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a huge Ozzy Osbourne fan myself. I definitely think everybody needs to have a Black Sabbath phase. Like, you know. Like
that's, oh, fully, man.
Like, Volume 4 is one of my favorite albums ever, you know. So I always put that on.
Like, dude, it's mental. Like, they're from the Midlands, and it literally, they started heavy metal. You know what I mean? Those bands. And that's why it was called heavy metal, because it was like industrial music of the time from like industrial towns. It's cool, man.
Yeah. So, you know, coming up, like, you know, London for me is like I've been so influenced by the music that have come from there. I was a huge grime head. Dizzy Rascal's like one of my favorite rappers ever.
Oh, bro, I saw him at a dinner the other night, right? And I love, honestly, like, I love Dizzy so much. It was like, I just used to, like, bump him in school all the time. And we had a conversation. It was fucking such a trip for me, because I was like, bro, like, you don't understand the amount of times, like, I've tried to like walk up to a girl and like chat her up to your tunes, and he's like, "Oh yeah, and I feel you, man." And he was like, "I love you, man. You're on some rock shit." And I was like, "Whoa, yeah. Fucking Dizzy Rascal, crazy."
That's crazy. Sick. Like the streets.
Yeah, it was cool.
I had a chance to meet Dizzy a few times too. Like, he's done so much, like inspired me in so many ways, like with my style and the way I approach music, man. So that is crazy, man. So what was this, some of like the stuff you was coming up listening to?
I was listening to a lot of like punk rock, UK punk rock, like The Clash and the mm-hmm. Sex Pistols. Oh, dope. But then I also found, like, I think I grew up a lot on British rock as well, like Oasis. But I found rap myself. Like, I found like Cypress Hill and NWA and Eminem and stuff like that myself. And I think when you find something that you're kind of not, your predecessors haven't given you, just like, what the fuck? Because it felt the same to me. All I wanted to do was just go mad. You know what I mean? I just wanted to rage. And I think like when I would hear NWA, I would feel the same as when I heard the Sex Pistols, mm-hmm. but it was from a completely different perspective and a completely different idea than I could ever even comprehend. But it kind of made my insides feel just as like, what the fuck is that? As like when I heard like Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols, or like shit by UK punk bands like The Damned. Yeah, man, it made me go crazy. So it was a lot of that stuff. And then I love David Bowie as well.
Yeah, Bowie. And you got to have a Bowie phase too. You know, everybody has
bro, everyone does. And I think it's so crazy how much he influenced genre that is 6, 7, 8 times removed from him. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And everyone just like fucks with Bowie.
And every album, it was like it was a different style. It was almost like, you know, it was a challenge for him. You know, you can tell, because even to me, like Black Star is like one of his best albums he ever made at the end.
I mean, bro, it's the craziest shit. It's the most Bowie thing to do is to like leave the earth and then be like, I'm up here looking down on you.
Yeah.
as the opening statement with like the bandage over his eyes, I was like, fuck you, man. Like, I'm not ready for you to not be here. But that is the most Bowie thing ever, to kind of just like die and then be like, yo, I planned this whole thing. And it's like, fuck. That's crazy.
It definitely inspired and influenced me in a way where I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this shit till I die. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he lived and 100%. Died for the music, you know?
And it's so funny, like, even kind of the point I'm at the minute with music, it's like, I'm 27 next, and I think kind of like Youngblood has been really representative of like a young voice and a young idea and a young identity and what you're kind of going through in adolescence. And I think kind of like Bowie's really kind of held my hand at the minute, because typical cliche at 27, it's like either death or rebirth. You know what I mean? And I think like what was so beautiful about Bowie was he was able to kind of be reborn into different characters and different ideas, yet fundamentally holding on to the reason why, like, you kind of open your heart to him in the first place, you know what I mean? Or open your mind or ears or eyes or fucking toes, whatever, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, definitely, man. So yeah, I gotta ask you, man, I know you're coming from the rock world, you know, and you're a genre blender, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it's the UK with me, man. Like, you never been in a like jungle or like any of the garage stuff or like the drum and bass shit?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. I honestly, like, I love jungle, and I love the Prodigy. The Prodigy.
Oh yeah, I could totally see that. I could totally see that.
Honestly, Keith Flint, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, Keith is way up there for me as well. Just like as the energy of a front man, and just like those beats, man. Like, you put them beats on now, like you listen to like Breathe or like Smack My Bitch Up, or like mm-hmm. it's like well, that must have taken him a fucking, like, those beats were like 3 weeks in the making. Like, yeah. Now we can just like hit it on Splice or like drop in a sample, and I'm just like, fuck me, like they were crafted beats for like 3-4 weeks. It's just like, you just can't beat them. I'm just like, fucking hell. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, well, I'm just sat there just like trying to go for that vibe, and I put it on. I'm like, what the fuck, man? There's just like some room or some shit in that, on that record, that I can't get. You know what I mean? All sounds too clean. It's sick.
The best way to learn a new language: immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel. the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I really love Babbel, man. It's been getting me through a lot of my long flights. I put it on and I'm learning a new language, you know, so it's nothing better than to be able to know a language, especially when that country is speaking it, you know, so shouts out. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/Danny Brown. Get 55% off at babbel.com/Danny Brown, spelled BABBEL.com/Danny Brown. Rules and restrictions may apply. The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. I love college basketball during March because there's always some upsets. We see Cinderella stories, so it's nothing greater than to be able to make some money off of that. So, North Carolina listeners, don't forget DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DANNYB. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DANNYB. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Yeah, I definitely believe that limitations breed creativity. You know, like you say, right now we can just fucking, we can do this shit so fucking easy now, you know, and the fact
that
all the shit that they was fucking going through to fucking make music. And then you got to think, they ain't really had like Pro Tools and shit like that. Then they was recording a fucking tape, and you know what I'm saying? You
fucking, that's what I'm saying. It's literally just like, how do I get a kick drum? Like, oh, I'm just going to like hit this fucking pan because it sounds good in the kitchen and then put it on top of some shit. It's like, no rules, man. Like, you got to get creative. I was like, it's cool. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, man. And you also, you worked with Bring Me the Horizon. I fucking love them, man. How the fuck that come about?
To be honest, like, I've loved Bring Me since I was 13. Yeah. I remember going to a little seaside town in the UK called Littlehampton when I was like 12 years old. And their first record, it literally got played to me. And it was like, and it was like the craziest, heaviest shit I'd ever heard. And I remember playing it on like a family holiday in the shower, and my mum and dad were like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it just hit me in a way that just, I don't like, replicated my anger as a kid. And I think I grew up loving that band, listening to that band. And then kind of think Ollie, the lead singer, heard about me as we were kind of coming up from somewhere. And he sent me a message. He was like, all right, it's Ollie Sykes from Bring Me the Horizon. Would you ever be interested in doing something together? I was like, fuck yeah. Yeah, man, what the fuck? And then he sent me a record, and I was literally in LA. I was like, I'm on the way to the studio. And he's like, oh, fucking hell, it's not even finished yet. I was like, nah, I'm cutting it now. And I just cut it within like an hour. Like, you don't pass up on opportunities when you're like people you look up to, like, send you a track. I was like, that's fucking mental. And it was like, cool, man.
That's like the I made it moment, you know? And actually, he...
Oh, bro, daft.
He fucking got a... I heard him recently with a song with Alice Longo Gallo. No, he did with
So sick.
Yes, and he was rapping. I was like, what the fuck? You can do that too? And he was fucking sick.
Yeah, no, he does all that shit. Have you heard that shit with Uzi as well?
No.
Nah.
Oh yeah,
mental.
I think so.
That was crazy. Like, it was fucking, it was like skits, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, man. You also did a collaboration with Chrome Hearts, man. That's
man.
Crazy, man. Like, Chrome is like killing shit everywhere, man. Like,
I think they're amazing. Basically, my girlfriend is Jessie Jill Stark, and she is, I met her on, I asked her to be in my video shoot a couple of years ago, And it was so funny. All my mates were like, nah, bro, you'll never get her. So I sent her a DM. I was like, yo, I think you're really cool. And now everyone's like, nah, bro. And I was like, watch me. And I sent her a message. And then she came out of the video shoot because I just really, you know what I mean? I really thought she was cool. And I think the thing about that brand is it's real. And you can tell, man, you know, whatever, a lot of other high fashion brands are copying people. They're just in their own world. And no one, you know what I mean? A lot of the fashion industry never accepted them, but they kept doing their own thing. And I think when I met her, it was exactly what I expected. And then, brother, like, we kind of fell in love and we started making music together, started designing clothes together, started just kind of vibing with each other. And then we, and then she made me this padlock. And it just said, love's not dead. And she collared me. She's got a key for it. And I was like, I was into that vibe. You know what I mean? And then we said, why don't we make them so other people can get them? And then it was cool. We went to Japan and we did it. And I was touring out there. I was like, why don't you come on tour with me? And she's like, oh, sick. We should drop the padlocks while we're on tour. And I think, like, she's just like my best mate, man. You know what I mean? And we make clothes together. And a family, a brother, a sister, and a mum and dad are legendary. And I love that brand. I love what they stand for. I think they're kind of like just fucking real and don't give a fuck. And I think it's quite serendipitous because I sit in a side where I just want to do my own thing and kind of not have to adhere to anything. You know what I mean? It's all about love and all about freedom, and it's cool.
That's fucking dope, man. Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy to see because Chrome is real rock star shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you're solidified, man.
That's why I love it. I think kind of what I love about the brand is they always want to embrace like artists who are crazy or different or just whatever. And I think it started with leather and rock and roll It moved to furniture and everything like that. And then it moved to hip hop and then it moved to rock. And I kind of love the fact that it's like, it's the same thing, man, because hip hop and rock to me is the same energy. It's the same feeling. It's the same rage from two different perspectives, but it's the same kind of fire there. You know what I mean? And I think that's why Chrome works so well, because it's just fucking rock and roll, man.
Yeah, it's crazy to see how hip hop and I remember it was like early Dipset. They was like the first people really rocking. Yeah, this I got a chrome earring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I'm on the vibe, bro. I love that. So sick.
So hip hop, you know, we embraced it and they embraced us, man. So, and I just love, like, you know how exclusive they is with the stuff, man. You know, they're not really, like you say, they're not chasing. Like, you know, some of these fashion houses, man, they, you know, they get so caught up in the trends and it kind of kills their shit, but they stay true to who they self after all these years, man. And the people come to them. You know what I'm saying?
So 100%. It's just like, we do what we do and this is what we do. And I'm glad that you love it.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's cool.
We're going to jump into one of these Ask Danny's, man. You got to help me out.
Ask Danny.
Crazy ass parents. Hey, Danny, I've been in a relationship for about 3 months now. She's great. We've always had fun together. She's a great person. Our sex life is great. And I really see a future with her. The only problem is her parents are crazy. We're both 23 now and her parents still treat her like she's a teenager. When we hang out, they're calling her like every hour, blowing up the phone. It's actually kind of concerning how mad they get when she don't answer. Even when we're on vacation, they do this. She tried to tell them to chill out before, but they don't listen. Help me out, man. What should I do? Dustin G.
Wow. Wow, that's stressful, man. Wow. I think, to be honest, man, when, like, people are going to be crazy all the time, aren't they? But when it's your parents, when it's your parents, bro, it's like, oh, fuck, you can't really cut them loose. You know what I mean? You're like kind of stuck with them. I think you just kind of, I'm always honest, me. I'm like, listen, I love your kid. They're sick. I'm going to look after them. But you're like, you've been crazy. And like, I don't fuck with this behavior. So can you like kind of cut me some slack? That's what I'd say. I think honesty, like, if you lead with truth, people can kind of get mad at first, but I think if you're kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to come round to it in the end. So I think, be honest. I think, like, y'all have been crazy and we're not, like, we're just trying to live our life, man. You know what I mean? That's what I'd say. What about you?
I mean, it's hard when you got a daughter. I have a 23-year-old myself.
Yeah.
So I know you can be a little overprotective when it comes to the girls, man. So I think, you know, if you really love her, man, at the end of the day, you're going to fight through every fucking ring of fire you can, you know? So it's just, I think being patient. And most of the time, you know, it take parents to be comfortable with you. So like you say, if you're being truthful and you're being real with her, and after a while, you know, time going after time, and they see you still there and you care for her, you know what I'm saying? They're going to eventually let up a little bit, you know? But maybe, you know, maybe she was a wild girl or something. So they know they got to keep tabs on her or something. You know, that's how 100%. It is.
But yeah, I think if you talk it through as well and you tell, if you're honest and kind of really show yourself in a respectful, like, I think people will see that. You know what I'm saying? I think it's, I got two younger sisters. So I'm always like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like every time, like, I meet one of their partners, if they look me in the face and they say hello and they're polite and they're nice and they keep doing it, I'm like, oh, you know what? Like you might, you know what I mean? You might not like the same stuff as me. You might not like the same TV as me or food as me, but like you love my sister or you love my brother or you love, you know what I mean? My whatever they identify as. And I fuck with that. I think that's what the best advice is. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, hang in there and, talk it through, be respectful and vibe out, you know.
But you know, parents know. They get the vibes. So maybe it's something that they ain't feeling cuz about. So I say, like, at the end of the day, you gotta put your time in, you know. That's all that is, man. So we're jumping to some of these music questions, man. What are your top five favorite artists or bands?
Oh, wow. Wow. That is mental. I would say probably that shaped me. I would say the Sex Pistols, David Bowie, Lady Gaga, Eminem, and Slipknot.
That's sick. Lady Gaga, man. That's fucking sick.
Love,
man.
Lady Gaga.
I love,
man.
Lady Gaga,
love Lady
too,
Gaga.
Man. She's like one of the
so
most.
So hard.
Yeah, she's the fucking one of the most talented persons in the world, man. Like, fucking Lady Gaga. Insane. She can do no wrong to me. You know? That's just crazy that I see somebody else. Said that had the same fucking respect for her and shit, man. Because she just has one of the best voices. Like, her vocal range is like
best
fucking crazy.
Can dance crazy, can play every instrument, writes everything herself, can act in movies, like, completely. Like, yeah, just, I think, one of the closest things to Bowie of our time, I think.
And even, with the artistic direction. Like, her fashion choices, the way she fucking sets up every album, man. It's always it's a moment when she drops.
It's world builder.
Definitely. So, what album can you listen to front to back, no skips?
What's the Story, Morning Glory? What's the Story, Morning Glory by Oasis?
Oh shit, Oasis, man. Fucking
yeah,
Gallagher's, man.
Yeah, the Gallagher's, the cheating fucking Gallagher's, man. I grew up on an album. I've had it on since I was a baby. And, like, I just fucking, it's just part of it's like just part of me as me fucking longest, man. You know what I mean?
That's dope. I mean, they're some of the best songwriters in the world, man. That's just crazy how two brothers just hate each other.
Nah, dude. It's like how they both just, like, perfectly fit each other like a puzzle piece. Like, Noel, the best songwriter, and Liam, just cool as fuck. Mm-hmm. And they just come together like that. And a circle, man. You know what I mean? Well-rounded circle, innit?
Hell yeah. So what song you want played at your funeral?
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. I know, bro. It's just like,
that's
whoa,
a sick question. I know.
I'd probably just do something mental, like fucking AC/DC, Highway to Hell, or Back
shit.
In Black, coming
here
down
go.
The aisle, trying to bam. Here I go, man. Do you know what I mean? Send me off good.
That is crazy. Somebody else said that too recently, man. Hannibal Buress, man. He said he wanted Highway to Hell too, man. That is like, man, what is going on in your life where you want him to play Highway to Hell at your fucking... To me, I said I want them to play no music. Like, I don't want to hear shit. Y'all motherfuckers sit around and just think about me. How about that, man? I don't want a choir.
I just want it to be a party. I just want it to be an absolute mental party.
Yeah, I get that. That's that New Orleans vibe, man. That's what they do,
man. Ain't it,
man? With them
honestly,
second
I was like, literally, forget about me. Give me 5 minutes in the church and then go mental, I think. You know what I mean?
Because, I think in some cultures, that's how they do celebrate it. I think that's only like with us, with, you know, they treat it like a party, a celebration of life more so than being sad about a person's death. And I think that's probably the best way to get over that situation.
'Cause
I'm not good at funerals at all. I get too emotional about the shit, you know?
Yeah, I'm not very good with death. I think I'm quite, I'm very strange at a funeral. I really internalize a lot, me. So I release emotion like well on my own, but at a funeral, I'm kind of like, oh, whoa. It's just like, I remember my grandma's funeral. I just like started laughing for some weird reason. And I love my grandma like heavy, but like, I just don't know why I just started laughing. I was just so weirdly. Oh, and then I was like tripping in my head. I'm like, why am I laughing? This is crazy. Like what? You know what I mean?
Maybe that's what she wanted you to do. You know how they say, you know?
Yeah.
She touched you some type of way.
Yeah.
Man. So, what was your first concert?
Do you know what's a funny, like, this is a funny one, this. I mean, because my mom took me to a stadium to see Bryan Adams when I was like seven. Honestly, bro, no, like she took me to see fucking Bryan Adams when I was like, I don't know, like 7 or 8. So like that wasn't like a coherent concert. But then I started like a proper, like about the age of 8 or 9, like I had a massive obsession with Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was literally like my first like coherent concert was my dad took me to see the Death Magnetic tour, and it was insane in the round.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. So do you think going to the Bryan Adams concert, do you think that inspired you in some type of way to become a musician?
Dude, no, kind of like that geezer can write fucking songs, man. Everything I do it for you. Fucking belter. You know what I mean? I was like, what? I was like, fair, man. I was like, as a kid, I was like, oh, yo, this is sick. And I remember I got this green t-shirt from it. I was like, whoa, this is a rock concert. Why is it like, it was sick. I was like 9. I was like, why is there so many girls screaming at him?
Yeah,
sick.
Hell yeah, that's the shit. But that is dope. Your dad took you to see Metallica, though, because I can definitely see a lot of influence from that, you know, bleeding into you. Oh,
yeah, dude, it was sick. He took me to a festival called Monsters of Rock Festival with my like a couple mates. I call me mum's and dad's mates auntie and uncle. It's like something you do up north, like and you know what I mean. And my uncle Key, he just let me run off on my uncle Key, who used to work with him. And I remember I came back literally like turned up in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, but I came back in like face paint, goth boots, ended up in a guitar magazine with like Slayer. It was sick, man. Honestly, I was like,
dope.
First mosh pit at like 11, got my like nose broke. It was sick, man. I was like proper into like metal as a kid. I literally like Damien from The Omen. Like, it was
dope,
funny,
man. So we'll get ready to get out of here in a minute, man. I ain't going to hold you too long, man. I want you to get some sleep, man. Thank you so much for talking to me,
cheers.
Man. I want
Thank you,
you
for
better,
having me,
man.
Bro.
We'll spin the wheel one time before we get out of here, man. And yeah, man, it's just an honor to talk to you, man. You're fucking great. You're killing shit, man. Keep it going,
thank
man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. You too, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, man. I'll definitely hit you up next time I'm out there. I'll be out there, I think, in a few months. So I'll definitely hit you up,
yeah,
man.
I'm buzzing, bro. Yeah. I love that, man. I'd take you on a night out. I think like you haven't done London until you've done it with me.
That's what I'm talking about. I got to get them real chips, man. All right, let's spin the wheel.
Yeah, man.
Booty calls.
Booty calls.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm a one woman man now. I've been that way for some years. So booty calls haven't been my thing. But if I remember just being younger, it definitely was some thirsty times in my life where
but 100%. I was like, I'm a one woman guy now, but like, yeah, man, booty call. I mean, it's happened, hasn't it? You know what I mean? I'm a bit crazy, me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So I've definitely had my share of fun, but you know. I would just say for the listeners out there, don't turn a booty call into a relationship. That's just the worst thing you can do. Keep it at a booty call.
Man.
If it's a booty call, just keep it at
Brilliant,
a booty call.
Man.
You know, don't turn it into a relationship, man. You know, you got to set your boundaries,
Brilliant.
Man. All right, man, we get up out of here, man. Thank you so much for talking to me, man. It was great, man.
Thank you so much for having me, lads. Have a beautiful day. I'll
you
see
too,
you soon,
man.
Yeah.
All right, love y'all. Peace, man. We see y'all same time, same
Rock
channel.
Rock and roll it.
Yeah. Have a good one, Thanks. Brother. Get some rest, man.